AAA of Iowa is predicting this Labor Day weekend traffic will be down from previous Labor Day weekends, but don't think for a moment that that means that fewer law enforcement agencies watching the traffic on the state's highways. Iowa State Patrol Trooper John Farley says that they will be watching motorists during this holiday weekend.
So we're going to see more troopers on the road starting Thursday night and through the Monday evening shifts, that we'll see more troopers out there, or at least the public will see more troopers out there, and not just on the interstates, but all roads. You know, this is always our another good reminder of using those good defensive driving practices. Again, you know, wearing your seatbelt all the time, making sure everyone is buckled up, front seat and back seat, and all passengers. And again, you know, limiting your access to distractions, not only our electronic devices, but even distractions inside the vehicle, other people, or even our GPS, or even the modern conveniences that we have in our vehicle. Sometimes they can be a distraction. So, of course, you know, and then, like you said, the impairments obviously is a big one with us. You know, we don't discourage people from enjoying themselves and having a good holiday weekend, but make sure that we're doing it responsibly.
One aspect of holiday travel that the Iowa State Patrol will be watching closely is the excessive speeding. Farley says that the trend in recent months has seen a dramatic increase of motorists exceeding the speed limits.
The speed has been a big issue across our state, and if you take a look at our Facebook page and our Twitter feeds, you'll see many, many posts about people exceeding not only 25 miles an hour over the speed limit, but over the 100 mile an hour mark, and you'll see how significantly it has increased in the last 4 years, from being relatively normal to having a 47% increase last year, and now we're looking at, you know, upwards of 85% increase in those triple digit speeds.
Farley says that the Iowa State Patrol has not been able to determine the reason why motorists choose to drive at excessive speeds. He says that speeding is always a factor to all vehicle accidents.
It's one of those things that we want to just understand, is that speed is a factor in every collision. No matter what, speed is a factor. You know, we can say we have icy roads, or we have fog, or you know, somebody runs a stop sign. Speed is still a factor because cars are moving. And we have to make sure that we understand that. We're driving within our capabilities. We're driving within the law. And when we increase those speeds, it just creates more catastrophe when those collisions occur.
In comparison with the other three-day weekend holidays, Farley says that the Labor Day weekend usually does not have as many vehicle accidents as does other holidays.
This is the one summer holiday that we do see. There's not a decrease, of course. We will see an increase over a normal monthly weekend, but this Labor Day does seem to be lower than the three-day 4th of July weekend or the Memorial Day weekends, and of course, like the big holidays of Christmas and New Year's and Thanksgiving. But it's still, any loss of life is a tragedy. So we don't want to minimize this one holiday as the importance of it, that making sure that we're trying to protect ourselves when we're driving.
And Farley reminds motorists to always buckle up, take your time, and watch your speed, avoid distractions, drive defensively, and don't drink and drive. Two Northwest Iowans are in police custody after being arrested last week on charges related to a sexual abuse case from earlier this summer. The Marcus Police Department took 28-year-old Dylan Leach of Marcus and 37-year-old Heather Brangwen of Lamar's into custody at the scene of a single vehicle rollover accident last Friday evening. The original warrants for both parties date back to late June, when Brangwen is accused of allowing Leach, a registered sex offender, access to her minor child. Leach has been charged with lascivious conduct with a minor and assault with intent to commit sexual abuse from the June incident, along with public intoxication and interference with official acts following events at the scene of the crash. Brangwen was charged with child endangerment before both parties were booked into the Cherokee County Jail. Authorities say that the investigation continues and additional charges are still pending. For the second consecutive year, Northwestern College of Orange City has set new enrollment records. This fall's enrollment is at 1,546 students. That's up more than 9% from last year's record of 1,412. The school's previous record had been at 1,342, set back in 2006. This year's figures include the largest ever number of graduate students at 461. That's up from the 351 last year. That includes a cohort of 24 students in Northwestern's new master's program in physician assistant studies, as well as the new records in the Master of Education program. Northwestern's Vice President for Enrollment and Marketing, Tamara Finhart, says that to achieve record-breaking enrollment during a pandemic is immensely gratifying. We're finding that due to their COVID-impacted education experiences of last spring, undergraduates are more eager than ever for the highly personal, standout classroom and campus life experience that Northwestern offers. And our graduate programs continue to exceed expectations, with programs like our Master's in Physician Assistant Studies attracting more than 400 applications for next year's spots. Meanwhile, at Dort University at Sioux Center, Paul Tinhanken, the mayor of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, has been now named the 2020 Distinguished Alumni Award recipient by the Dort University Alumni Association. This award recognizes alumni who have distinguished themselves in an extraordinary fashion, who give evidence of living out of a reformational worldview, and who demonstrate exemplary service to the community and to the world. De La Mar's Chamber of Commerce is coordinating an effort to get the fiberglass ice cream cones repainted. The Godfather's cone has been now repainted and was placed in front of the building earlier this week. That cone features a pepperoni pizza on top, a sausage pizza on a cone, and a taco pizza on the base. The artist has been Cheryl Bolser of La Mar's.